Good morning. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have questions about the government program called Real ID. Can you help me with that?
Yes, I'd be happy to help you with Real ID. Well, what would you like to know about it?
First, what is the program and how does it work?
Real ID is a federal program that sets minimum security standards for state-issued driver's licenses and identification cards. It requires extra proof of identity and residency when obtaining a license or ID. The purpose is to create a more secure form of identification to prevent fraud and identity theft.
I see. And isn't there some kind of law that says if you don't have a real ID by a certain date, you can't fly? What's the date for that?
The deadline for real ID enforcement varies by state, but the final deadline is May 3, 2023. After that date, travelers without a Real ID compliant license or other acceptable form of ID will not be able to fly domestically or enter certain federal facilities.
Wow, I didn't know that. And what are the requirements that you need in the state of Oregon in order to get a Real ID?
In Oregon, to obtain a Real ID compliant license, you will need to provide proof of identity, date of birth, social security number, and proof of residence such as a utility bill. You will also need to visit a DMV office in person and pay a fee. Additional documentation may be required if your name has changed or if you are not a U.S. citizen.
I see. And after you go into the DMV in Oregon and you give them all the documents, how long does it take you to get a Real ID back? Do you get a new driver's license? How does it work?
In Oregon, the DMV will issue a temporary paper license while your Real ID compliant license is being processed in the mail. It can take up to 2 weeks to receive your new license in the mail.
I see. So does that mean you actually have to surrender your existing license in order to get a new Real ID license? How does that work?
Yes, in Oregon, you will need to surrender your existing license when obtaining a Real ID compliant license. The DMV will issue a temporary paper license, and your new Real ID compliant license will arrive in the mail.
I see. And then when you bring in your documents to the Oregon DMV, how long does it take for you to sit there and go through it? Is it like 15 minutes? Is it an hour? How long does the process take?
The amount of time it takes to obtain a Real ID in Oregon can vary depending on DMV wait times and how quickly you can present your documentation. It typically takes between 30 minutes to an hour to complete the entire process once you reach the front of the line.
Wow, that's a long time. How many DMV offices are there in the state of Oregon?
There are 60 DMV offices in the state of Oregon. You can find a full list of locations on the official Oregon DMV website.
I see. But just give me the addresses or the locations for all of the DMV offices that are in Portland, Oregon.
Sure. Here is a list of some of the DMV offices located in Portland, Oregon. 1. Lloyd Center, DMV, 1531, Northeast Weidler Street. 2. Powell DMV 3030, Southeast Powell Boulevard. 3. Delta Park DMV 6336N, Starlight Avenue. 4. Southeast Portland DMV 9910, Southeast Washington Street. 5. North Portland DMV 1186N, Hayden Meadows, DR. Please note that due to COVID-19, DMV offices may have limited hours and services. It is recommended that you check the official Oregon DMV website or call ahead before visiting any office.
And that's really helpful. And as a general rule, what are their hours? Are they like 9 to 5 Monday through Friday? Are they open on the weekends? What's the story on that?
Typically, most DMV offices in Portland, Oregon are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and closed on weekends and state holidays. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, some offices may have limited hours and days of operation. It is best to check the official Oregon DMV website or call the specific office you plan to visit to confirm their hours of operation.
That's really helpful. I think you've answered all the questions. I just have to go down to the DMV, I guess, and get it done. Thanks so much for the help. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help you. If you have any more questions, don't hesitate to ask. Good luck with obtaining your real ID.
Okay, thanks. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Have a great day.